Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and this week I have helped a couple of my one-on-one coaching clients through a very similar struggle, and I wanted to share it with you because I would bet that many of you go through this weekly, if not more often than that. So these two clients were going through pretty much the same thing. One client I've been working with for a few months, and the other I've only been working with for a couple of weeks. The one I've been working with for a few months, she was having an awesome week. Every day we were texting back and forth. She was wearing outfits she'd never worn before. She was super, super pumped. She was making hard decisions, turning down indulgences, and consistently making really great food choices. She was writing down in our shared tracking document how her focus was so much better and she could see changes in the mirror. And then she checked her weight. And it was down, but only a half a pound. And she was bummed. Even before I talked to her, I knew she was going to be bummed. And she was. Her enthusiasm was kind of dampened a little bit. And she wasn't down, but she certainly wasn't on the same high that she had been prior to getting on the scale, even though nothing changed about her situation except the number, right? Now, my other client, sort of the same situation, although she's earlier on in our coaching relationship, and she had a great week. She was feeling really proud of her decisions, calling attention to major improvements that she was making day in and day out. She had more energy. She had fewer cravings. And then she took a picture in her goal pants, and she didn't see a difference. Now, I saw a difference. I saw a pretty noticeable difference for just a week, but that's not the point. They both had the same reaction. I put in the work. Why aren't my results what I think they should be? And my reaction to both of them was the same. Pretty much, come on now. Come on now. Here are the questions that I asked each of them. Number one, have you made better food choices this week? Yes or no? Both of them said yes. Do you have more energy this week than you did last week? Yes or no? Both said yes. Do you feel like you are making progress? Yes or no? Both said yes. And yet they were disappointed. Why? Today I want to talk about impatience. Who has not experienced impatience during weight loss? Feeling like you're doing the work, feeling like you've put in the effort, right? But why am I not super lean and fit yet? I ate healthy yesterday. Why can't I see it in the mirror this morning? And I have done that too, even though it's kind of silly when you go from the inside the situation view to the outside looking in view of the situation. It is an incredible waste of energy. And it's really a reflection of impatience and being imbalanced in your perspective. And I do it too. I totally do. But we will all be happier and we will be more consistent if we can work on gradually overcoming that impatience. Would you ever plant, say, tomato seeds, right? And wake up and go outside and get super angry that you didn't have a beautiful garden yet? Or angry that you didn't even have a sprout coming out of the ground? No. You would know that you've only taken one of the many steps required for results. You have to make sure it gets sun. You have to make sure it gets water. You have to give it time. You didn't do the work yet. You took one step, and that's great because you're certainly not going to get anything if you don't plant the seed, but you haven't earned the results yet. That takes time and consistency. It's like deciding you want to pay down your debt and you stick to your budget for a week and then you get irritated that you're not out of debt yet. You did your part yesterday. Why are you not seeing the results today? And I say this often, and it's worth saying again, especially as it relates to impatience. Hear me on this. You have to be committed to the daily process without being attached to the daily results. You have to be committed to the daily process without being attached to the daily results. If we go back to that garden example, the daily process is making sure it gets water, making sure it gets nutrition, making sure it gets sunlight, right? The daily results are how fast it grows, how quickly it produces fruit or vegetable. But the daily process has to be tended to whether the results come or not. And unfortunately, just part of our human nature, we see everything as a race. And as soon as we decide what we want and we take one step in the direction, we tap our foot furiously in frustration, wondering why we can't see a difference yet. And that impatience is often what leads us to give up, what leads us to quit and say, I'm doing the work and I don't see the results, so this clearly isn't worth it. Screw it. I'm going back to what I was doing before. So if that is a danger zone for you, then addressing impatience and practicing perspective and patience is going to be critical for your success, because otherwise you might not ever make it far enough down the path to ever see your results. We always want to know, how fast can we get there? It's a race, faster, 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 right? But do something with me for just a second, okay? For real, whatever you're doing, please take a deep breath. Seriously, right now, one deep breath. Okay, let's just slow down for 1 second. Take a deep breath and answer this question. Is eating whole foods good for your health? Goals aside, is it good for your body? Sure is. Great. All right, take one more deep breath. Seriously, take a deep breath right now. Just slow yourself down. Work yourself down from whatever it is that is on your mind or the million things you need to do. Just take a deep breath. Slow down that hamster wheel in your brain. Do you feel better when you're eating well? I know I do. I feel proud of myself. I have more focus. I have more energy. All right, one more deep breath, please, with me right now. Don't just listen to me and roll your eyes. Please take a deep, slow breath right now. Do you believe that fueling your body with whole foods will help you reach your goals? I do. One last question. In the past, has rushing it and racing around and furiously pursuing this goal, has it worked for you in the past? Has it made you happy? Has it enhanced your life? Because here's the thing, life is still happening while you obsess over your weight. Are you missing it? Are you surrendering your enjoyment of it? Honestly, you know, I was telling a different one of my clients, not one of the two I was talking about earlier, that so much of the chaos and the stress and the frenetic energy in our lives, almost all of it, we create ourselves. And so much of this impatience comes from that mentality of like, go, 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 now, 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 I need to see it, I gotta have it, it's urgent, it's so important. You know, just because it's important doesn't mean that it's urgent. And this stress and tension and anxiety and sense of urgency that we bring can really work against us. So every single day, as crazy as this sounds, breathe more. Slow down. Silence that like rah, 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 rah in your head that happens all of the time. Slow, deep breaths. I have a note that I carry with me, and it says, I'm not even kidding you, it says, hey you, breathe. Like literally, that's all it says. It says, hey you, breathe. Because so many times we're just like in a tizzy, in a frenzy. Very little is urgent, but we run around acting like everything is. And it creates an impatience with everything in life. But the problem is when it comes to weight loss and fat loss, impatience can totally sabotage you. So slow down, breathe more, and do what is best with for your body because it is best for your body. Make the best choice that you can make and know that it's the right choice, whether you see the results tomorrow or next week or next month. And don't panic. Don't work yourself up into a tizzy when you have a blip on the radar screen of progress. If you make a bad choice, calm down, relax, let it pass with the moment, and move forward. Life only moves in one direction. Life only moves forward. And you create tension and stress and impatience and anxiety when you're fretting over something that, hey, it's behind you. It's gone. It's done. You know, the cliche, a watched pot never boils, is so true. The watched pot, you know, philosophy represents total attachment to the result, not to the process. It's like day trading stocks, right? Your emotions are totally at the whim of the daily ups and downs. It's exhausting. Cut yourself free from that and allow yourself to work the process without obsessing over the daily results, because you know that win, lose, or draw, it's just what's best for your body. It's just what's best for your energy. It's what's best for your health and your longevity. And I'm not saying just do your best and don't worry about the results. I am all about monitoring results. And I tell you all the time that my clients take their measurements. They take progress pictures. Most of them check their weight once a week or once every 2 weeks. But that is different from waking up every morning and checking your weight and being pissed off that it doesn't reflect your one day of good choices. The emotional roller coaster that brings drains you emotionally, and it's like throwing away your energy. That energy could be used to help you make great choices when you need the energy to make a great choice. Recognize what you're doing. You are totally in control of your habits. You had all your motivation, all your momentum going in one direction, and that was not the direction you wanted to go in. That's what brought you here, right? You had all your momentum going in the direction of not taking care of your health, and now you're trying to shift that momentum. You have to create new habits. You have to form new routines in your day and in your mind, and creating those new pathways, those new habits, it takes time. It takes persistence. In the past, when you have rushed it, when you have been purely results-oriented, has it worked? And don't say, well, yeah, because I lost 20 pounds on such and such. Did you keep it off? Probably not. It takes time. Don't wake up thinking, did it work? Do I look smaller? Do I look smaller? Like, have I lost weight? Can I look smaller from this angle or this angle? Whatever. Ask yourself instead, what can I do today to set myself up for consistency and progress, right? What might get in my way today, and how can I work around it? It is a paradigm shift. Instead of, did I lose weight between yesterday and, you know, today? Does the scale tell me something I want to hear? Instead, say, all right, it's a new day, a new opportunity. What can I do today? And be really honest with yourself about those things that might get in your way. Is it a late day at work or maybe a lunch meeting? Create a plan and then face it head on. You don't have to execute the plan perfectly every single day. You're only committing to today. What is the obstacle today, and what am I going to do to overcome it? I know you want results, and I want results for you too, right? But has your obsession and preoccupation with the daily results worked for you in the past? I bet you it has not. And let's think about it from a purely scientific perspective. Does this obsession stress you out? I know it stressed me out. I know it stresses my clients out. If I didn't see what I wanted to see every day, I got upset and I got stressed and my mind would race, and then I would become hyper-focused on failure instead of focused on all the amazing progress I was making. And guys, remember, stress impairs fat loss. Seriously, if you are doing this to yourself every day, you are working against yourself mentally and physiologically, right? Physiologically, creating this stress response is going to lower your metabolic rate. It is going to increase your hunger and cravings. And then mentally, you know, think about what this obsession creates in terms of the thoughts in your head, right? I'm not seeing results. I'm so fat. This doesn't work. It's not worth it. Well, guess what thoughts are now anchored in your subconscious? I'm fat. I'm not seeing results. And like we talk about all the time, 90% or more of your decisions are made on that subconscious level. So when it's time to decide whether or not to go raid the kitchen after dinner, your subconscious, because you've anchored those thoughts, your subconscious is like, well, you're fat and you're not losing weight, so why not? So from a practical implementation standpoint, how do you change this? How do you build patience? It really boils down to what I said a couple minutes ago. Practice being committed to the daily process without being attached to the daily results. Wake up and ask yourself, what is the one thing I can do today to move in the direction of my goals? What might stop me from reaching that goal today? And how can I respond well in a tough situation? Don't check your weight every day. If it is sending you on this emotional roller coaster ride, don't do it, right? This progress tracking that I recommend is the goal pants once a week. That's a pair of pants that are snug. Maybe you can get them up around your waist, but you wouldn't wear them around the house, or you wouldn't wear them out of the house. Maybe you can't button them yet. Try those on once a week and take a picture in them. Or you can just do a headshot once a week, same angle, right? And you can see the changes in your face and your neck. Waist and hip circumference every couple of weeks. Check those measurements. And then slow down. Don't stress. Enjoy your life as you're living it. And when bad moments happen, and they will, learn from them. What contributed to this, right? Before we get into what I ate, I just want to kind of introduce myself to with tons of new listeners over the last couple weeks. And I just want to just remind you guys that when I share these things, I share them not just because I coach people on fat loss, not just because I have this platform or because I studied nutrition and biochemistry, but because I lost over 140 pounds, right? And now I'm using what I learned, not just from my success, but from my 20 plus years of failure. I'm helping other people develop this healthy, balanced relationship with food without dieting. Whether your goal is fat loss or not, really learning to honor your body, listen to your body, fuel your body well, right? My goal with this podcast is to deliver education and motivation so that you can put things into action. You can bridge this gap between what you know and what you do, right? And part of how I'm able to do that is because you guys email me and tell me what's going on. That is such a huge, important part of this. For you to email me and say, this is what my struggle is. This is where I get stuck. This is where I trip up. Or this is what I don't understand. Can you tell me more about that? So if you haven't already, it would help me help you if you get on the Primal Potential email list right on the homepage of primalpotential.com and then email me and tell me what you are struggling with so I can help. All right. What I ate yesterday. Yesterday was a brutal workout. And early in the day, I got a little message from my trainer that says, it literally said, daily forecast, 100% chance of gains, which I knew meant he was going to like totally kick my butt in the gym. So the day before, I did not go in with enough energy into my workout, so I really needed my Bulletproof Coffee yesterday. If you're curious about Bulletproof Coffee, tons of posts and podcasts about that on primalpotential.com. But yesterday, I had two big cups of Bulletproof Coffee, and I upped the fat a little bit. In each cup, I had about 1.5 tablespoons of both grass-fed butter and MCT oil. Then my workout was crazy intense. It took me a while to recover. And are you ready for what I did afterwards? I seriously, this workout killed me. Afterwards, I took a quarter of a cup of organic heavy whipping cream and whipped it with some stevia and cacao powder. And I ate that. I wanted something sweet and cold and indulgent, and it was totally worth it. And it really helped me feel better after that workout. It took me a while to peel myself off the floor. Lunch was an avocado with a super fast salmon salad, canned wild salmon, and some mayo. And alongside that, I had a saute of cabbage and carrots. Dinner was all about recovery from that super intense workout. I know my body needed something to help it recover, help my muscles repair themselves, fuel that muscle glycogen that I totally demolished during the workout. So I had about 4 ounces of grass-fed steak, 2 cups of Brussels sprouts sauteed with butter, and a partridge in a pear tray. A small sweet potato. So that is what I ate yesterday. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you will practice patience. And if you have questions or struggles or challenges or suggestions, please, please email me and let me try to help. We will be back in a couple of days with another episode. And before then, I really hope to hear from you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.